With the American Security Project, I'm Adjunct Fellow August Cole. We're joined by Norm Augustine, the retired chairman and chief executive officer of Lockheed Martin, an ASP board member, and someone who has held numerous senior leadership positions in organizations ranging from the American Red Cross, the Defense Science Board, and the Aerospace Industries Association, all where he held the post of chairman. Mr. Augustine, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
When it comes to improving American competitiveness, when you look at our expertise at a national level in engineering and science and technology, how do you see the most pressing issues playing out in the next couple of years?
If one looks at the trends, we were in a very fortunate position as recently as 20 years ago, being really in first place in most every measure one can think of. Since that time, we've deteriorated significantly. And the trend line, if we stay on the path we're on, is such that America really won't be competitive a decade or two decades away from now. And when I say we won't be competitive, I mean, we won't be competitive for jobs in the new global marketplace. And if you can't compete for jobs, then your economy becomes very weak. And if your economy is weak, you can't address the major problems we face today. There won't be funds to maintain a strong military. There won't be funds to deal with the energy problems that we face in the longer term. There won't be funds to provide health care or Social Security. So it all comes back to having a strong economy. To me, that's what competitiveness is about. And candidly, we're on a path to being a second-rate nation sooner than we would like to think.
To stop that sort of a decline, what sort of steps do you think the country should take? It would seem that some areas are obviously tougher to tackle than others, but there must be some rapid, or I would hate to say easy, but attainable improvements to American competitiveness that we could tackle in the near term.
One of the challenges is that there's no silver bullet. There are a lot of issues that have to be addressed. We really been living off the past investments. Some of the things that need to be done are difficult. Some are not that hard, but they basically take willpower. And I could tick off a few of them. We learned to live, need to learn to live within our means, and that is have balanced budgets or close to. We need to fix our K-12 education system, which is now among the poorer in the world. And our higher education system is now threatened for the first time in its history. The fact that state governments have decided to disinvest in education. We don't invest enough in basic research to create the new products and build the economy, particularly in science and technology. In terms of immigration, we have 11 million illegal immigrants, but when people want to come with degrees in science and engineering, we make it very hard for them to come into the country. And if they do get in here to get an education, we tend to push them back out as soon as they get their degree so that they can go elsewhere and compete against us. We have the highest tax rate, corporate tax rate in the world now. We just passed Japan, which we were in second place. I could go on, but the spectrum of things we need to do is just very broad. And in many cases, we know what needs to be done. It just takes leadership and it takes the courage to do difficult things.
When you talk about willpower or courage, those are obviously not even policy fixes, but as you say, leadership fixes. What can be done to motivate the folks both in private and public sector to take some of these measures that could remedy some of these issues?
I think, let me first say what I think the underlying challenge is, and that is that many of the issues that relate to competitiveness have long-term payoffs. They don't have payoffs tomorrow morning. And, we're very much as a nation in the business of looking for quick payoffs. I speak particularly, for example, of education or investment research. But if we're to motivate our leaders, it should be the other way around. The leaders should be motivating the nation, but that's not working that way.
think the private sector's role in improving competitiveness could be one that is more responsive than what we're seeing in a gridlocked or in a very partisan government? I guess I'm asking, you know, is the business community, both big companies but small, able to take a larger role in the responsibility, if you want to use that word, for improving American competitiveness at a time when government can't get itself its act together to do so?
I think that we've seen a big change in the last couple of decades where our corporations, most of whom used to compete pretty much with each other here in America, are now having to compete around the world. And to be able to do that, one has to kind of live with the rules of the marketplace, or the pressures of the marketplace, I might say. And it makes it very difficult for American companies or individual companies to take on some of these challenges. And that's not to say there aren't things that companies could do better, and there are a lot of them. But the really difficult thing is that if companies want to compete, they have to have a wage scale that's generally competitive in the world. They have to have a workforce that's generally competitive in terms of education, in terms of diligence. I remember Bill Gates made the comment that when he visits the high schools around the world, he's terrified for the future American workforce. And I have much the same feeling. I've traveled to 111 countries, and we need a major wake-up call if we're to be able to sustain the standard of living that our national security that we would expect.
One area that I've been looking at is the defense industrial base as a component of American competitiveness, and given your experience in the industry, how do you see the current budget trends playing out and impacting that part of the competitiveness in the U.S.? And also the kind of follow-up to that, I guess, is, you know, would more market forces help within the industry, or are we at a time when, because of falling budgets, government should be more proactive in supporting technologies or even companies?
I think the market forces tend to create a situation where American companies can be very competitive, where the shareholders will do all right, the CEOs will get their bonuses, but there won't be many jobs in this country. And by that, I mean that if you can't find good engineers in America, you move your engineering facilities overseas where there aren't good engineers. And if you can't find scientists to do research here, you do it overseas. More and more of the customers are going to be overseas, and less developed nations become more developed. And so I see a trend that the market forces are going to be harmful to America unless we get ourselves in a position to compete. And in terms of being able to compete, we need to at least double the amount of money we invest in basic research. We need to fix our K-12 education system, and incidentally, there the problem is money. It's how we spend the money. We spend more money per student than any other nation in the world except for Switzerland. We rank sixth in terms of percent of the GDP devoted to research and development. Our high school students, the 15-year-olds in international tests, rank near the bottom of the class out of 34 OECD nations, are 25th in math, 22nd in science. So we need more teachers that are qualified to teach math and science. We need to make it easier for people to come into our country and stay here who have something to contribute. It's all we need to fix the corporate tax laws so that America can be more competitive. I can put out the list, but certainly those are the kinds of things we need to address, and we do need to learn to live with a balanced budget overall as a nation.
Mr. Augustine, thanks for giving us the time today and for your support of the American Security Project.
Well, it's my privilege to work with the ASP, and thank you very much.
With the American Security Project, I'm Adjunct Fellow August Cole.